Chapter 5. At Home and Abroad. The American newspapers were less happy when Dickens gave his opinions of their own country. Many Victorian families had a lot of children, and this was true of Charles and Catherine Dickens. But Dickens was an unusual father to his children. Often he was a lot of fun. He enjoyed games and parties. There were many visitors to the house with much music and laughing. But there was another side to Dickens the father. Every day he checked his children's hands and clothes. He went into their rooms and looked through their cupboards carefully. When the rooms were not tidy, Dickens wrote angry notes to his children. In fact, Dickens' new idea brought a big change to his children's lives. He decided to have a rest from writing and go on a tour of the United States. His novels were very popular there, and he had great hopes for the young country. But Dickens did not want to travel alone. He wanted Catherine to go with him. The two had four children now. Catherine felt ill at the thought of leaving them, but Dickens did not accept her worries. In January 1842, he and Catherine left for the United States. They left their children in London and did not see them for 6 months. During this time, Catherine's sister Georgina saw the children a lot and became close to them. Dickens and his wife arrived in Boston to a wonderful welcome. There were crowds in the street waiting to see the famous writer. More people came from all over the country. The American newspapers loved the writer's strong opinions about conditions in England. At first, Dickens liked the US very much. He thought that Boston was a nice, clean city. He visited schools and factories and preferred the conditions in them to schools and factories at home in England. But as Dickens travelled around the country, he began to like it less and less. He visited a prison and found the conditions very bad. He hated the fact that there were still slaves in the US. He was also not happy about how his work was published there. Like other foreign writers, he often received no money for his novels. The American newspapers were less happy when Dickens gave his opinions of their own country. When he returned to England, Dickens quickly wrote a book about his tour, American Notes. Some American readers were angry about that book too. The United States was in his next novel. Again, the title was the name of its main character. But for some time, Dickens was unable to choose a name. He thought about the names Chubblewig, Sweezelwag, and a few others. At last, he chose the name and the book's title, Martin Chuzzlewit. More and more, Dickens thought that each of his novels had one main subject. In Martin Chuzzlewit, he wanted to write about selfishness. It tells the story of the title character's greedy relatives. Dickens was very happy with the book, his last under the name Boz, but it was not as popular as some of his others. Perhaps because of this, Dickens added something new to the novel in the sixth part. Martin Chuzzlewit's grandson travels to the US. But the parts of the novel in the US were not popular in that country. Some readers there thought that Dickens was attacking their country again. It is true that most of the American characters seem very interested in money. The book does have some excellent characters. Perhaps the most famous of these is Mrs. Sairey Gamp. Great Dickens characters. Mrs. Gamp. Mrs. Sairey Gamp is a nurse. She is there when babies are born. She is there when people die. Dickens describes her as a fat old woman. Her face and nose are round and red, and she enjoys a drink. Mrs. Gamp often speaks to her friend, Mrs. Harris. There is just one problem. Mrs. Harris isn't there. Another great character from the novel is Seth Pecksniff. In the eyes of others, he seems to be a good man, but he is trying to get his hands on old Martin Chuzzlewit's money too. After Martin Chuzzlewit and Dickens' next story, see chapter 6, Catherine had another child, their fifth. In a letter, Dickens joked that after four other children, he did not want to look at the baby. Perhaps there was some true feeling in Dickens' bad joke. He was a rich man, but he always worried about money. Now he had to feed another child. He decided to move the family to Italy for a year. He thought that life there was cheaper. Also, he planned to write another travel book because American Notes was a success in England. The family moved to Genova, in the summer of 1844. For the next few years, Dickens was abroad more than he was at home. The Dickens family went with Catherine's sister, Georgina Hogarth. She was now very close to the family. After writing another long story, Dickens travelled around Italy. He later used his notes for a travel book called Pictures from Italy. Dickens had one very unusual meeting in Italy. In Genova, he met an English woman called Augusta de la Rue. She was quite ill, but, in Dickens' opinion, the problem was in her mind. With his usual interest in modern ideas, Dickens decided to help her. He decided that the answer lay in her early life. This idea can be seen in his stories, too. After some time with Dickens, de la Rue's condition became better. But Catherine Dickens was not happy about her husband's time with his patient. Dickens was angry that Catherine felt this way. It was the first problem of many in their marriage. The family returned to England in the summer of 1845. For a short time, Dickens edited a newspaper, but he did not enjoy the work. He was also busy with other ideas. He wanted to be in a play with some friends. This was not surprising. Dickens always loved the theatre. At the end of his North American tour, both he and Catherine acted on the stage in a play. Catherine continued to have babies. The sixth arrived late in 1845, the next in the spring of 1847. By 1850, Charles and Catherine Dickens had 10 children. But this big family was not a sign of a happy marriage. Dickens still had feelings for his wife, but he was not always interested in her now. He preferred to spend time with Catherine's sister, Georgina. She still lived with the family. He did not love her, but he called her his best and truest friend. Dickens was famous for his descriptions of English life, but he was still not ready to live back in England for very long. In 1846, he moved his family to Switzerland for a few months. He began a new book here, but he did not really enjoy life away from cities. The family moved to Paris for the winter. They only returned to live in England in the spring of 1847.